You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Well, it's kind of a you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't sort of situation when we look at the AFC Championship game. And, you know, they can't both lose. None of us particularly fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, but definitely not fans of the Baltimore Ravens. A lot of bad blood there. And but, hey, you know, one of those teams is going to be representing the AFC in this year's Super Bowl. So, hey, what do you do this weekend? Do you even watch the game? Is it okay? Are you allowed to root for the Chiefs? Are you allowed to root for the Ravens? Well, I'm here to tell you, don't let anybody tell you how to fan. Be yourself. Do what you got to do. You know, I go back. I digress. I wish the Bills would have won. And I didn't think they would. But I wish the Bills would have won. You know, first of all, because much like us, that is a fan base that has dealt with some hard times, dealt with some very, very painful losses, and, you know, has earned their keep. And, you know, obviously they're a bit nuts, and you see the videos of backflips and breaking tables and the snow and they're on fire and all kinds of junk like that. But, you know, they've earned it. Also, on a personal note, though, the Bills, when I was growing up in the 90s and the Bengals were awful, the Bills were in the Super Bowl a few years in a row there, and they kept losing to the Cowboys, and it became a thing with, like, hey, the Bengals are out of the playoffs, the Bengals aren't any good, so now for the playoffs, it's like, all right, Bills, let's do it. You know, and just get behind the Bills and Jim Kelly and you know, Pete Metzelaars and Eric McKellar, I think, was the other tight end. And guys like Steve Christie was the kicker that replaced Norwood. You had Bruce Smith on defense. You had some awesome receivers. Not BB. Yeah, BB was there. BB was there before he was with the Packers. Andre Reed was the one I was picturing when I thought BB, though. You know, like you had these, you get behind those guys, you know, and it was so tough, you know, like, you, as a surrogate fan, in a matter of speaking, you know, it was so tough, and you get that they've been through that, and I could have easily gotten on board with being a Bills fan for a couple of weeks if the Bengals were out of it, and you know, rooting for them to get that. But we're not there. And so what does that mean? Look, I have a ton of respect for Mahomes. I think the Chiefs defense is playing really well right now, which I respect. You know, there's some good players there. Like, they've been there before, you know. With the Ravens, yes, I hate the Ravens. I don't like the Ravens. I don't like what they're, you know, a lot of things in their past, some of the ways some of their people act, some of the way, you know, their fan base has acted and booing and cheering on, you know, when Burrow was injured. And I get it. Like, there's a lot of negativity there. I'm going to try and look past that, okay? Because, like, look, the fans don't deserve it. I'm not saying they do. But Lamar does. And look, I like Lamar. I always like Lamar. I like Lamar coming out. I thought there was it was nasty how teams looked at him. I'm always rooting for somebody to be like F you to you know, the establishment, you know, and like with nobody making a move on him to get him this off season and just kind of letting him go back to Baltimore. I like him sticking it to the man in that way. I thought it was crazy, the stuff when he was coming out. Like, when people were like, he's going to lose all this money because he doesn't run. Like, no, he's a quarterback. We know he's the fastest quarterback. Like, I believe, didn't he hire his mom as his agent coming out? And, like, to me, why did he do that? Because there's probably agents who would be like, well, you should run. Well, you should consider being a receiver. And he's like, screw you. I'm a freaking quarterback. I'm going to take a, you know, I'm going to represent myself. I'm going to have my family represent me because these are the only people I could trust, because you mother bleepers, like, aren't really representing me when I'm about, and don't understand that. So I respect it. I like it. And it's a big middle finger to everybody that doubted him, which I love too. That's what I'm all about. you know what I mean? It's proving people wrong, proving doubters wrong. Helping other people do that, like, that's my life. Like, having the F you, and people that have that sense of F you, those are the people I want to be around, those are the people I get behind. And I love shoving it in doubters' faces, whether it's me doing it or somebody else doing it. So, look, Lamar had a really good year. Like, I don't think Todd Monken's that great of a coach, I'll be honest with you. I don't know long it's gonna last, but they brought in a coach that took the gloves off, that had the guts to do it. I think Greg Roman was the right coach for them with Lamar initially, but he needed to grow that offense, and he never did. He needed to develop the pass game more, and he never did. They didn't add the pieces that they needed. They didn't add the right kinds of pieces. And I think part of that's the Ozzie Newsome being less involved, and I don't think things have been great in the front office ever since then. But, like, they weren't doing it. And they came in, and Monken's doing it. He's unleashing it. He's letting him throw the rock a little bit. And look at the results, you know? Like, he's playing a great year. He's probably going to be the MVP. And, like, he's already been an MVP. But, you know, sometimes people get that, especially, you know, for a running quarterback, you'd be like, well, you know, he got that because he runs and he's a gimmick and blah, 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 blah. Well, win the damn Super Bowl. Let's do it. Let's see it. Let's check that box. And this is a big F you to everybody. And you know, I think Lamar has shown that this year. And he stayed healthy. They managed to keep him healthy. Good for freaking Monken for figuring that out. You know, taking the pressure off to be able to do that. Good for Lamar for taking care of himself. You know, and a way to do that, and that offensive line for getting that done. He deserves it. You know, he deserves it. I want to see him have success. So I'm going to get the hate mail off this. I get it. But I can get behind Lamar. I wish he was in a freaking Baltimore Raven. I wish he would have signed somewhere else in the offseason. And I could just root for Lamar, because that'd be an even bigger middle finger if we could give it to the Ravens at the same time. But, like, yeah, I mean, Lamar, I think, is a top-level quarterback. He deserves to be in that top tier. You know, with Burrow, I don't know, Mahomes might be his own tier. You know, if we're tearing it out, you know, but in the Burrow, Mahomes, Allen range, I think he deserves it. Like, he's a really freaking good football player. And that's that. So finally, they're taking the gloves off and they're letting them do it. I do think there is a misconception with that game, because, like, I swear people don't watch football. Like, sometimes, and they just talk about things based on history and past. I mean, we see it with the Bengals all the time, where people are like, oh, well, you know, there's like all this agenda and all these narratives that just get pushed. But at the end of the day, look, this is not Baltimore's defense and Kansas City's offense. Kansas City's offense isn't great. Like, they have Mahomes, so they're very good, because you're always going to be very good if you have Mahomes. But they're not great. Their defense is really, really good, though. And that's, you know, it's strange how those things balance out. And maybe that makes them a better football team in the long run. But look at Baltimore. I realize their defense is playing really good.
I'm not
at that level with them for what Baltimore defenses have been in the past. Like, this isn't a team that is going to win the Super Bowl because they have a great defense. I don't even know if that team exists in 2024 now. You know, I don't know if that's what the NFL lets you be anymore. But this is a team that's going to win. Yes, playing good on the defense, but it is that freaking offense. And that's the battle I want to see. I want to see what are the Chiefs going to do against Lamar Jackson. What's that defense going to do? That pass rush, all right? Can they pin him in and keep him in and then let, you know, Chris Jones cook in the interior? We'll see. But that's an exciting prospect to me. That is the matchup I want to see. That's the side of the ball I'm really excited about. I want to see the Chiefs defense against Lamar and see what they can do. So, that's my take on that. Controversial, perhaps. But, like, I'm a football fan. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a Bengals fan first. I grew up on the Bengals. I love the Bengals. I always root for the Bengals. I live in New England. I've lived in New England for, 16 years almost. And I was here for a lot of the top end of the Patriots. So naturally, I've seen a lot of it. We all do, obviously, because it was, you know, national television type stuff. I always loved watching the Patriots because with Belichick, I don't always agree with what he was doing, but I could usually see what he was doing and get it. And I was trying to get into his head a little bit too, like, all right, where's he going? How does he think he's going to win this game? And you could see the chess match, even if, you know, I don't get all the pieces, you know, I'm not freaking that guy. You know, I know a little bit of ball, but I'm not matching wits with the goat. But, you know, that was the fun part of it. And I think we see more of that with the Bengals now, where even when you don't agree with it, like, I kind of see what they're doing. I see where they're going with it. I see what they want or how they think they're going to win the game, how they think the game's going to unfold. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, like, I love that cat and mouse, and I love that idea. And you could just watch the Patriots and learn a lot about football and understand a lot about football, and it was fun. And Lamar is fun, and not just because he runs, but because he's freaking good. And good football is fun, man. You know, good defense is fun. You know, so I like watching both of these teams play defense, because good defense is freaking fun. And, yeah, I don't know. That's just my take on it. You know, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, don't hate the player, hate the team. You know, but don't make it personal, right? I wish the Ravens could lose and Lamar could win, but not in the cards. Anywho, that's all I got for today. Wish it was the Bengals. Maybe next year. I guess the other thing selfishly to look at it is like, hey, if Lamar gets one, well, whatever, Lamar's got one. It's not Pat Mahomes getting another one, you know? So on that scale of comparing Burrow to Mahomes, you know, we're not falling behind any farther. I don't know. Anywho, I'm moving along, though, and you should, too. We're on to Cincinnati, as it were. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Hooday!
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.